Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, June 26th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, we have a couple of news stories about Apple's Vision Pro spatial computer. First off today, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple has opened up the Vision Pro headset testing to more employees inside the company following the official announcement at WWDC. One problem that has reportedly come up in this expanded testing is the weight of the headset. As we've talked about before, the Vision Pro headset isn't light, partly because it's made of aluminum and glass rather than plastic materials. To help mitigate this, Apple has developed a top strap that helps remove the pressure of the weight from the user's face by shifting it from the front towards the top and the back of the user's head. But Bloomberg says that Apple does not currently consider this top strap to be essential to the Vision Pro experience, and therefore it's not considering including it in the box. Instead, Apple's current plan is to make this top strap available as an optional extra purchase for those who want it for their Vision Pro. This top strap wasn't shown off in almost any of Apple's marketing materials for Vision Pro, and it only made one very brief appearance during the keynote. But Apple used the top strap for all of its demos with members of the press at WWDC. But the lack of a top strap has become a common complaint among Apple employees who have recently started testing the product. Whether or not Apple decides to change its plans and include the top strap in the box with Vision Pro remains to be seen. But this is clearly one of the reasons Apple says that Vision Pro will start at $3,500. Implying that there will be different configuration and customization options that will further increase that price. In other news today, the VisionOS SDK was released last week, and it continues to reveal some additional details about VisionOS. Internal VisionOS code seen by 9to5 Mac suggests that Vision Pro will limit its functionality or even stop working completely when the user is moving too fast. Apple has built a custom system alert that tells the person wearing the headset that they're, quote, moving at an unsafe speed, end quote. Another alert message found in VisionOS code warns the user, quote, virtual content has been temporarily hidden until you return to a safe speed, end quote. This system may act as a protection so that users don't try to interact with Vision Pro while driving a car, for example. But at the same time, it also probably relates to the complexity of detecting the environment while a person is moving fast. The faster you move, the faster the outward-facing cameras and R1 chip inside have to be able to render your environment through the headset. In addition to limitations with high speeds, Vision Pro may also not work when the person is too close to objects around them. This was revealed by error messages within Vision Pro for things like, quote, you're too close to an object, and, quote, move back. But one of the examples Apple showed off during the WWDC keynote was using Vision Pro on a plane. To accommodate this, it turns out that Vision OS has a travel mode designed to let users interact with the device even on a plane. Vision OS includes a message that reads, if you're on an airplane, you'll need to keep travel mode on to continue using your Apple Vision Pro. Additionally, Vision Pro also references VisionOS code that explains that inputs while travel mode is enabled will be limited, and you must be stationary on the plane for Vision Pro to work. You can hit the link in the show notes below to get a closer look at some of what VisionOS code found through the simulator has revealed. Rounding out today, Bloomberg also reports that Apple has a wide range of new products on its upcoming product roadmap, including things like the obvious iPhone 15 lineup and the Apple Watch Series 9. But Gurman also reports that Apple is planning a second-generation Apple Watch Ultra, something that not everyone was expecting to see this year, given that the Apple Watch Ultra first generation was only unveiled last year. The expectation is that this new version of the Apple Watch Ultra will be mostly the same as the current generation, but with an upgraded processor inside for faster performance and better efficiency. But perhaps more interesting than the Apple Watch Ultra 2 is what Bloomberg says we should expect for the Mac lineup. According to Bloomberg, Apple is still working on versions of the MacBook Air and MacBook Pro with M3 chips inside, but these aren't expected to launch until late this year or in early 2024. A new version of the 24-inch iMac also isn't expected until the M3 chip is ready, meaning that the 24-inch iMac won't see an update to the M2 whatsoever. Bloomberg also says that Apple is working on a new version of the iMac with a screen bigger than 30 inches. Presumably, this would be the long-awaited Apple Silicon successor to the iMac Pro, which for context featured a 27-inch Retina display and Intel Xeon chips inside. But still, this bigger-than-30-inch version of the iMac isn't expected until next year at the earliest, and Bloomberg says Apple is still in early development of the product. So to recap basically what all of this is saying, it sounds like Apple isn't really planning any major updates to the Mac lineup for this year, and with M2 versions of almost every Mac already available, Apple is saving what's left for the M3 sometime next year. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Mastodon, Twitter, or Instagram at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.